famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Oh, wait a second, man, before I forget. I blew this last night, if you pardon the expression, blew this. And I will not blow it again, man. Okay.
What did you blow?
What I blew,
I'm sure you blew.
You know, Bud, just because the word B-L-E-W appears in someone's monologue or opening statements or any statement that one may make during a radio show or any other time in life doesn't mean you have to go... You know, there was a character by the name of I forget the name of the character, but he laughed at double entendre. It was in Viz.
What is Viz?
Well, it's a British humor magazine, and they had this kid who laughed at every double entendre he heard. Every time he heard someone say, "Well, I'll just go ahead and stick my flag in it," he laughed. If he heard anyone say, "I'm going to climb that mountain," he laughed. You know. And Bud, you are the American version of this kid, you know. So I say I blew it, and you're all.
Yeah, man. God, you're trying to tell me you aren't thinking the same thing? I just say the things that people are thinking.
Well, now, Bud, don't be assuming certain things. When Phil said he blew it, I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, thank you very much for that.
What did you blow? I'm trying to find out.
We forgot to turn on our tune-in stream last night. But it's on now. It's on now. And all apologies to all of my... Here I am telling everybody we're on TuneIn. Listen to TuneIn. It's on TuneIn. TuneIn this, TuneIn that, TuneIn until the cows come home. Or the cow comes home, depending upon which comes first, one cow or a group of them. See, Bud, maybe one of the cows killed all the other cows and only one cow comes home. Did you ever think of that?
That's a good point, man. Are you kidding?
Yes. Anyway... And here we are on the air last night, and the tune-in stream had not been activated and duly authorized and duly, if I may say, the last name of one of our guests this evening, Bobby, who interviewed today the Sklar brothers, Jason and Randy. What a fantastic time everybody had. I was able to sit in on that. What a blast.
And, oh, the Sklar brothers are all right. I was just talking to Nikki about them. They are very funny.
Very funny, and they have a podcast called Sklarborough Country. And you see them on all kinds of television commercials. You also can see them on a forthcoming comedy special that they are shopping, if you will, toward to a lot of other networks. Either one of the comedy networks or Netflix. Must be nice, I'll tell you.
Well, what do you mean it must be nice?
Well, it must be nice to have that kind of heat, you know. Been a long time for us, man, I'll tell you that.
Oh, would you stop?
Long time for us, man.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. My understanding is you have an animation project that is being sought after by people.
Well, we have an animation project, and we're going to see just how many people seek our animation project. However, getting back to the Sklar brothers, so they were on today, and that was a blast, and that's how I was reminded of the Sklar brothers by saying the name Dooley, and by Dooley, I was mentioning Dooley reporting to you the fact that we did not open up the tune-in stream.
Hey.
Well, that was way to tie that together, Phil.
Thank you very much. All right, the big news here that I am going to kick this program off with tonight, it's an area of life that really bugs me.
Now, this, I want to say something before you get going. By the way, I'm Margaret Gray. Phil still forgets to introduce the crew here this evening. Not that I care about the others, but...
Well, see, I was going to praise you, but you're going to go ahead and throw us to the wolves, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not throwing anyone to the wolves. I just want everyone to know I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Levin.
And I'm General... Hey, can I say?
Go ahead.
I'm General J... God...
Well, what's the matter?
I was going to mispronounce... I mispronounced my own name.
General Galen Shaw.
General Galen Shaw is my name. I wanted to say it, not you. God.
Well, you said it, General.
And Margaret, I'll thank you. If you're going to say that, let's introduce the panel.
I didn't say let's introduce the panel. I introduced myself.
By the way, before you guys hijack the whole radio show, hi, I'm Phil Hendry.
Well, you already said that.
No, Miss Ready to say hi, I'm Phil Hendry to begin at all. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I'm going back over my notes.
Will you never mind the notes? Okay, everybody happy?
I'm happy for now, but my jaws are a little tight from this one here saying, I wanna
introduce myself. How dare you mock me?
All right, wait. If I am not introducing you guys, I'm sorry. General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray.
Well, Phil, don't go rushing through General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray. General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray. And I think what you should do is tag it with Margaret Gray, pain in the ass.
You know, I didn't get out of the third grade for your bullcrap.
All right, people, is this the way it's going to be?
No, it's all right.
I can deal with him. Don't worry about it. It's when this one here with the plate in the head, that's the part that really gets me.
All right. What are you looking at, Robert?
They have that lady on again.
Well, they're going to keep having that lady on, man. It's a series of public service announcements against cigarette smoking, and they really found themselves a poster girl for that. That poor woman who died at the age of 53, and they show her post-operative after losing part of her jaw, her lungs, a hole in her throat, chemotherapy, no hair. I mean, the poor woman is barely alive. She's almost a skeleton. And they're leading up to that with pictures of herself as a young girl. Yeah, it's supposed to shock you. It's supposed to shock you. It's supposed to shock you out of cigarette smoking.
And yet you said, and I heard you say it on these airwaves, that none of those kinds of commercials ever frightened you.
They never had those kind of commercials. When I was smoking cigarettes as a ute, all the way on through to the day that I quit at the age of 57, the worst commercials they had in terms of that sort of content, I think they would show you what a lung looks like with cancer. And that never, it never registered with me. It never registered with me. The other, I'll tell you one of the things that actually that worked against that kind of advertising as a smoker. When I smoked, most of my smoking life was spent, I would say most of my cigarette smoking I did under the age of 40. So I was a relatively young person when I did most of my smoking. I started smoking when I was 14. I was a teenager. I was in my 20s. I was in my 30s. And by the time I got into my 40s, I began to make serious efforts at trying to quit. Never anything too successful until I finally did quit. But every anti-smoking commercial you would see showed you people who were victims of smoking. Hello, I'm so-and-so, and you know, I lost a lung, or this or that. I remember John Wayne died from lung cancer. I remember, you know, there'd be a famous person that would die. But they were all much older. And so I made the connection in my head, cancer, dying from smoking, and all of those diseases actually equated to cigarette smoking, but also advanced age.
Oh, so you thought you had to be a heavy smoker, but also old.
Yes, yes. I think, in my mind, you had to have a lot of cigarette smoking in your life, but also you had to have packed on a few years, and the combination of those two things. I think that's what happened to me, because it never really bothered me. I just, those commercials didn't have any effect on me. The thing that got me to quit smoking, as I've said a million times, I got sick. I wound up in the hospital. I had double pneumonia. I was really, really sick. And I laid there, I'll never forget, one night, as they had the respiratory therapist was in there, there was a nurse drawing blood. I was listening to this alarm going off over my head that goes off when there's not enough oxygen getting into your blood. And the thought occurred, all of these people and the respiratory therapist and one of the pulmonary doctors that come in had been fans of my show. They listened to my show when they were in school, when they were studying to become a doctor and become a respiratory therapist. And they would say, Mr. Henry, you know, we used to listen to you. And I remember thinking, these guys are now fighting to save my lungs. You know, not that they're doing it for free, but the fact is they're professionals and I'm, look what I've done. You know, look what I've done to my,
So it got that heavy. It got very heavy. It got very, very,
Bobby, did you cry and everything?
No, I didn't cry and everything.
It sounded like it was very poignant.
Yeah, was it poignant?
Yeah, it was poignant, all right, man. How'd you like me to go ahead and just drive this right into your face, man? This hand, your face, bang, put it all together, and what do you got? Butt ain't too good looking no more. Yeah. So, that's what got me to quit smoking, but not any commercials showing some lady, with all due respect to that poor lady with a hole in her neck. All right, coming back, we've got a story for you, man. I don't know why these kinds of stories bug me, but they do. Some woman got arrested for jaywalking. Now, the reason why she got arrested for jaywalking was because the cops were giving out jaywalking tickets, and she didn't stop for her. She kept right on jogging, so the cops had to slow her up and try to give her this ticket, and she resisted arrest, and she wound up getting thrown in the police car. So it wasn't so much that she was arrested for jaywalking. She was arrested for being a major raging a-hole. So we're going to find out about that when we come back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Do we have Jay Santos lined up for this? I try to get Bud.
Don't think we got Jay Santos. I'll see.
Well, who do I told Bud, I said, I want to get a guest lined up for this. I thought maybe it was Jay. Who is it, man? Jay's going to be on for that Mexican guy that got busted, right?
Yeah, I got Jay Santos on a drug lord.
You don't need a guest on a jive-ass jaywalking story. Are you kidding?
Well, okay. I mean,
why do you hear? You can interview me. I'll be the guest.
Well, No. It's not like that, man. I got to have...
What do you need? You need someone who's authoritative? Is that what you need?
I guess. You know.
Let's get on like a cop or something.
Well, forget it. It's not that important. Let me explain this story first. It happened in Austin, Texas, and I showed the video. I would show it again, but it would only really be for the benefit of the Phil TV viewers. I showed the video before we went on the air for our subscribers. There's a corner or an intersection in Austin, Texas, where they're handing out jaywalking tickets. Why? Who knows? Maybe there have been accidents. Maybe a pedestrian been run over. Maybe cars are zipping. Who knows? You know. But they were handing out jaywalking tickets. Now, there's some guy sitting on his ass at Starbucks with a video camera. I shouldn't say sitting on his ass. Some cat who works at the Daily Texan, which is the student newspaper, and he catches on video a woman. He doesn't get this until after she's arrested, but there's a woman that runs through the intersection going against the red light. The cops go to stop her or to flag her down or to whistle her down or what have you, and she doesn't stop. She keeps on running. According to all of the witnesses, which I personally don't buy.
Now, this is the part that's interesting.
Well, hold on for a minute. According to the witnesses, she couldn't hear them because she had on headphones. I don't buy that, and I'll tell you why.
Why don't you believe that?
Hold on. I'll tell you why. I think she ignored them because when they stopped her finally, the police officer said, which nobody's going to believe the cops. Everybody's going to believe some guy sitting at a Starbucks with his thumb up his ass and his camera, but the cops don't believe them. The cops said that they were clearly visible to this woman and she refused to stop. Now, the reason why I believe it is when they finally did stop her and attempted to issue her the citation, she refused to accept it and she tried to take off on them. And that's when they grabbed her and essentially restraining her, put her into cuffs, and we're placing her under arrest for, you know, whatever, interfering with the duties of a police officer, resisting arrest, or what have you.
Why? I don't understand, Phil. Why do you believe? So, in other words, what does that prove?
It proves to me that she already had something going on inside of her head, like she wasn't going to deal with these cops. In other words, when you say to me, oh, gee, I didn't hear the cops, okay, all right, maybe she didn't hear the cops, they stop her, they say, we got to give you a ticket for jaywalking, and she says, no, I don't want that ticket. That seems rather coincidental that, oh, it just so happens I didn't hear you. Now I've stopped for you, and now you want to give me a ticket? No, I don't think I want the ticket. I'm going to keep on running. To me, if you put the two together, it makes much more sense that she purposefully ignored them as she was running. They finally stopped her, and she continued with her obstinance, if you will, and refused the ticket. But be that as it may, what really proves my point, okay?
Well, now, Phil, I just want you to know, I'm on your side. And I think Margaret's she's playing the devil's advocate as a liberal, and I understand you're a liberal, Margaret, but it doesn't mean you've got to hate cops.
I didn't say that I hate cops. I'm saying what made Phil think that this woman did that on purpose.
I just explained it to you.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd have to make a better case.
What better case do I need to make? The woman didn't stop for the cop. The cops... Anyway, so the cop stopped her, and he says, here's a ticket for jaywalking. You went across the red light. No, I don't want that ticket. I'm not going to take that ticket. I'm going to keep on running. Well, now we have to stop you, and now we have to sit you on the ground, and now we got to put handcuffs on you because now you've turned this into a federal freaking case. Giving a ticket is not an admission of guilt. You understand that, right?
Are you asking me that?
Yes.
What do you mean it's not an admission of guilt?
You're not saying you're guilty.
Hold on, I'm asking Phil.
You're simply agreeing to appear on the charge of jaywalking. The police officer believes that you were guilty of this. This is why he's written out a citation. But ultimately, it is the judge that will decide, And so you are offered an opportunity to go before that judge and to say, no, I wasn't jaywalking, here's what happened, or you can pay the fine and be done with it.
Well, it all sounds like it's very much twisted against the citizen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, those jaywalking tickets, man, that's some real police state stuff, I gotta tell you.
Well, it's not police state, but it is kind of interfering in the liberty of man.
You gotta be kidding me with that.
Are you nuts or something, Dickman? Boy, I oughta... You know what, Dickman? I oughta stick the...
Yeah, that's true, man.
You oughta stick what?
I oughta stick something down your throat just because of that.
Wow.
Yeah, talk about jail.
Well, you know what? There comes a time in every man's life.
All right, enough of your, you know, jail punk talk there, General.
Jeez.
Don't be shocked. I can tell you there's a lot more where that came from when I hear this kind of stuff.
So,
General, you're really scandalizing me and I think everyone here.
So, the cops give her this, or attempt to give her this ticket. She doesn't want the ticket. So they place her under arrest. Now, when the cub reporter from the Daily Texan finally picks up the story, he's got pictures of her sitting on the ground in handcuffs and being pushed down onto the ground by the cop because she's attempted to get up. Now, all of this looks like these terrible, terrible cops have put handcuffs on this woman, and all she did was jaywalk. Do they have to do that? Well, that's not why they were doing it. Finally, when they put her in the car, she starts to scream like she's getting open-heart surgery without anesthetic. I mean, she's screaming.
What? Are you? She's screaming as if she's in pain.
Yeah, she's... I could play it for you. That part of the tape you can hear very, very clearly. She's screaming. And I hear that, and I'm going, this woman is mentally unbalanced. I mean, you don't scream your guts loose if you're being loaded into the back of a radio car or a police cruiser and you're being arrested. I don't know how you got to the point of arrest, but even if you're being arrested, you don't scream like it's a like you just saw the Manson family coming for you, man. You're not screaming like you just saw a ghost. And she's screaming, and she sounds unbalanced. And again, the Daily Texan, they got all of this stuff. And there's a kind of a there's a field of this reporting that I've seen before, and it's essentially this: we got it in for cops. Let's go ahead and report it this way, and that's how it is.
Now, why are you so pro-police officer? I just want to know.
Why are you anti-police officer?
I am not anti-police officer, Phil. I'm wondering why you readily accept their version.
I'm not readily accepting. What I'm doing is analyzing it for myself, okay? If you pardon me, I'm not going to take this guy's word for some guy. You don't want me to take the cop's word for it. Fine. Why do I got to take this photographer's word for it from the Daily Texan? This guy's imaging, this guy's pictures pick up. They don't show the arrest. They don't show any more of this arrest than what the police claim happened. And this guy claiming something else. This guy said some innocent woman in his blog. But there's no photograph of that. There's no videotape of that. Nor is there from the police standpoint. So I got to take his word for it? Okay? And I don't take his word for anything, not even his videotape. What I do believe is it's pretty weird to say that this woman was innocently jogging across the street and happened to go against the red light and didn't hear the cops when they flagged her down. But once she is flagged down and they attempt to give her a ticket, she won't take the ticket and tries to run off or otherwise resists this to the point where, you know, she's arrested. Unless you want me to believe, Mr. Daily Texan, that this woman was given this ticket, she signed it, and then the cops just for laughs decided to arrest her and throw her in the back of this car, which I ain't buying. I'm just not buying that. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that any more than your version of the Daily Texan version of her being this, you know, innocent bystander. I'm not buying the fact that here's your ticket. And you know what? You just, I don't know, there's something about your looks, lady, the braided hair or your fat ass or something. I think we're going to arrest you anyway. And you're under arrest for having a fat ass.
Arrest her for a fat ass.
Are you saying she had a fat ass? Because what I'm worried about here...
Oh, Margaret, why don't you let it go?
No, I'm worried about the prejudice, the bigotry of the fat... If she has a fat ass and she got thrown into a radio car for that, I want to know about it.
Well, we'll call the Austin PD and find out. How about that?
I'd appreciate that.
Not. So,
There's a guess. Gotta call him up.
Gotta call up the Austin PD and ask him, do you arrest people for having fat asses? Which would probably be, the response would be, if that were the case, half the city'd be in jail.
Hey.
Thank you. So that's all there is to that story, you know. And I predict this. I predict the whole thing is going to come out. It's going to be a big, big fat zero of a story. Except, see, I just like following these cub reporter. I like following these Woodward and Bernstein wannabe types. I love these guys, you know. I love to follow their big story. Remember that guy that got tased at the University of Florida, and he turned out to be just a slob, just some punk face who deserved it.
The guy that said, don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think the same thing's going to happen here. I think we're going to... All of this sympathy came out. There was a little bit of outpouring of sympathy for what's-her-face, or for what's-his-face, Tase Boy. I think there's an outpouring of sympathy for this fat ass, and we'll find out. We'll be back. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. So Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Is that who we're... I'm very, very proud to have you on, Jay. Bud?
Yeah, you said go get a guy. Went and got him.
Well, he got Jay Sanis.
All right, I understand that. Jay Sanis with us. We're asking Jay about jaywalking. That's interesting. We got Jay on talking about jaywalking.
That's right. And I suppose what I should say at this point, I did hear some of the buildup. I do understand how if you wanted to have a legitimate, what you consider to be a legitimate police officer, we certainly do that, Phil.
No, Jay. It was that I was going to have you on later talking about the drug cartel chief being arrested in Mexico.
Well, that's true, and we can certainly talk about those interdictions which necessitate a lot more firepower and are certainly more of a threat to the public. But I'm just as comfortable talking about what I think is a very dangerous situation when people decide that they have no need to stop for a red light. They can walk against a red light, do whatever they want, do as they please, go where they want to go. Because an automobile hitting a human being, not only is that going to destroy that human being, but Phil, that human being's body, once it has struck, can very much and very often does do, goes up in the air, bounces once or twice off the hood, and can go right through the windshield. And when a human body goes through a windshield at a fairly moderate, even at a moderate rate of speed, the people inside that car are at risk. And I can assure you that if you have a child sitting next to you while you're driving that car and that human being goes through the windshield, you're not going to laugh anymore next time you hear about a jaywalk.
I'm not laughing at all, sir.
Yeah, I don't know who you're referring to.
Well, I'm referring to some of the people in your studio who I heard going, ha, 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 and hee, hee, and, you know.
I didn't do anything.
Well, who specifically?
I don't know. I don't know the voices. I don't know that. I'm not familiar. It's not necessary, but I hear people say, well, it's not too significant. Well, I got news for you. If you see a human being go through a windshield, you think it's significant.
Well, I resent, Jay, if you're saying it's me. Is it me?
I don't want to comment.
All right, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to keep belaboring this.
Well, hold on for a minute, Jay. You're making a point. It's a good point. Who among this crew of people was belittling the things you were saying?
I don't know. I really wouldn't be able to say, but it had a kind of a squeak, a high-pitched voice, and it was going, ha-ha, jaywalking, ha-ha. And
I don't. The only one with a high-pitched voice around here can arguably be me. Now, are you saying it was me, yes or no?
I don't know. It might have been. Well, I hate to say this, but I think it probably was Nikki, the lady, the other lady.
Nikki? She wasn't laughing about it.
No, she was going. People didn't hear it, but as soon as you said jaywalking and a body going through the windshield, she went, ha 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 ha. I think that's very funny.
No, she didn't. Hey, Nikki.
Yes, sir.
You didn't laugh, did you?
I laughed at natural selection.
That's it. She said it was natural selection. And, man, I got to tell you, I got to throw the flag on that. That hurt bad.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Why did that hurt you?
Why did it hurt me? It didn't hurt me so much as I felt hurt on behalf of other people we hurt by it, you know. And
well, the natural selection line, I think, Nikki, that was the one thing she said that I think she had a point. You know, in other words, somebody walks across the street, gets hit by a car. Obviously, they aren't too bright.
Well, okay. But see, you can say that, but that happened to me. I walked across the street and got hit by a car. Am I not too bright?
Well, I don't know what the circumstance was.
I think what you're saying is...
What happened?
I was out one night with some friends of mine. I had too much to drink, and I decided to go dance out in the street. I was dancing in the street. And
you were dancing in the street?
I was, and that's stupid. There's no question about it. But did I deserve to die? Had I died that night, I would not have had a wife. I would not have had a kid. I would not have had been the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
What is that? I would not have had a been.
I'm saying I would not have.
You wouldn't have founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You wouldn't have gotten married. You wouldn't have had a kid.
That's right. So it may be natural selection, the fact that I was dancing out in the street.
What about that, Nikki? A guy dancing in the street and then gets hit. Are you laughing?
I think he should reevaluate his drinking habits if he's dancing in the street while drunk.
Yeah, see, I did hear her hit the mute when she was going, hee, 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 hee. Is that right?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
So I think that's enough said there. I think I made my point.
No, you didn't make any point at all, Jay. You made no point. And Nikki's right. Evaluate. Thank you, Nikki, very much. Evaluate your drinking.
What, are you trying to tell me I need to go to AAA? Or not AAA?
It's not AAA.
I didn't say AAA. You tell me I go... But go to AA is
AA. It's not AA. It's AA. Yeah, that's what I think one would do were one to get into trouble because of one's drinking. However, since those days, I don't know that you've had that kind of problem. Have you?
I have not. I've tried to moderate and temperate. But the fact that I was dancing out in the street is what people often use that as their excuse for saying, ha, ha, ha. You should have been hit and sent, you know, into the hereafter being so stupid.
Well, I'm glad you're still with us, Jay. I'll give you that.
Well, thank you, Phil.
But I will tell you, being inebriated and playing in traffic is not a sign of a high intellect. It just isn't. That is about as dumb as it gets. I've done that.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
You have, Phil.
Yes, I have.
Can you relate? What the circumstance was, so that we could talk about it later on. Or...
No, you're not going to give me a ticket or anything, Jay. Okay, this was years and years ago.
Do you have a courage to relate it? Like I had a courage to relate mine.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you right away. I'll tell you that it was out in Westwood Village. I was hammered. I'd been drinking. In fact, I was with some friends of mine, and we were attempting to break the pitcher drinking record at this bar. In Westwood Village near UCLA, this was back in the early 70s, and I was drunk. And we wheeled out of this bar out onto the street in Westwood and laid down in traffic.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
You talk about laying in traffic, Mr. Henry?
Yes, we laid down in traffic. We laid down in traffic.
Well, so in other words, you was asking for it.
Asking for it? You better believe it. Would it have been natural selection had I been run over that night? Yes, it would have been. Had I been hit and killed that night, I would have deserved it. I survived that night, and so I guess you can say I learned to... I don't know what I did.
Well, did you ever lay down in traffic after that?
Never again. Never. No.
Not never again. Did you hear your grammar?
No, I didn't say not never. I said not...
Margaret, why don't you quit being a pain in the ass and listen to what the man has to say?
I don't like being spoken to that way.
Look, I just want to jump in here. I think what you're saying, Phil, about me, about you, is that I dance and you laid down, but we're still here. And that's because we learned our lesson. I did do it a couple more times. That's the only difference between you and me. Okay, and I don't know if that counts for nothing.
You did do it a couple of more times. Did what, dancing in traffic?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir, I did. I did it two more times that night, and...
After you got hit by the car?
That is correct, yes.
How did you do that?
Wait, this story becomes more incredible.
I don't want to say anything, Margaret, but you just went, this story, and I think you're getting really excited.
Now, calm down, Margaret, please.
The story is ridiculous.
Ma'am, I can tell you what happened.
You got hit by a car, and then you were back in traffic that night.
That is correct. Went to the emergency room. Treated me for a broken arm, come back out, went right back out on the street and started dancing. I was doing a dance step, if you know it, it's called Tighten Up. Have you ever heard of the Tighten Up?
The Tighten Up?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a song that was made popular by Archie Bell and the Drells. come on and tighten up, tighten up. I'm sorry, I'm not a good singer.
No, I don't know the dance.
Well, it's a shuffling dance with your feet. And I was hell-bent on doing it out in that traffic. I don't know what I'd taken that night. I don't know what I was flying on. I thought it was alcohol. It might have been something else. I might have frat brother slip something else to me. But I'm not sure.
Well, now you're saying you could very well have been on some hallucinogenic. Do you think it was that?
We didn't fool around with that stuff, but we did mess around with ketamine.
Ketamine?
Yeah. Also, various different kind of speed. Upper, downer, in between. I used to call them in-betweener. We take a barbiturate. It was bad. It was bad. It was real bad. But I was able to pull myself out of that tailspin.
Yes, but that particular night, Jay, you were hit by a car, treated for a broken arm, went right back out into traffic, and started doing this dancing.
Well, again, it was called Tighten Up, or I think it's Twine Time is what it was called.
Look, I don't care what it was called. You're out there doing a dance.
Yeah, but it was a specific dance. And that's what I'm trying to get through to you. It was a specific dance.
Well, was there a competition or something?
As I recall, there was, yeah.
Were you rushing a fraternity?
I don't know. Might have been.
What difference does it make? The guy's out dancing in traffic.
Yeah, I don't know. Bud's got a good point. Why are we even trying to make sense out of it?
Well, there is if you know the whole story.
Well, what's the whole story?
That's the whole thing. I don't know.
There is more to your story, Jay, than you're telling, and I think when we hear the whole story, you won't like it, because I don't think it will redound positively in your favor.
Well, I'll grant that I don't know what any of that means, and I'm not saying that I'll grant that you have a point. I'm not sure.
Why don't you hold on for a second, or not, as the case may be?
It sounds to me like that moron should have been hit and killed that night.
I was out doing Twine Time.
I found Tighten Up.
Doing the Tighten Up. Is that what the name of the song was? All right, we're going to be back. You know this song? That's what Jay's dancing to out in the middle of traffic after he got hit by a car? We're going to be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So far what you're hearing here, folks, we've taken this jaywalking story, and we've been giving you our versions of jaywalking, stupid things. It's the stupidest thing in the world to play in traffic after you've been drinking. And I did it once as a youth. Never again. Jay Santos did it once, twice, and maybe even more times than that. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Lots of other news to get to, including the Fukushima plume, okay?
That's the radioactivity that everyone's talking about.
Don't panic, okay? Just don't panic, for crying out loud, God. So we'll find out about this, the kind of, the intensity of the so-called, not so-called, but the intensity of the radiation. I've heard so much panicked reporting about this. What's the real science? What is actually happening? What is actually being detected? Who are the, what's going on? So we're going to find that out here when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We're live right now and mobile on our website, and we are live and mobile on TuneIn. Check us out on TuneIn as well. Phil Hendry Show. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We're live on our website right now, and live and mobile on our website, live and mobile on TuneIn. This is the song here, Jay?
This song is called Tighten Up. This is what I was dancing to here. There's Archie Bell.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, right here, yeah.
I'm Archie Bell of the Thrills.
So I was from
Houston, Texas.
I'd had a little bit of drink. This is in college.
We dance just as good as we want.
How old are you?
I'm 38 years old. So, you know, this is back in the 90s.
Tighten Up.
This is about the 90s. Here it is right here. Tighten Up.
We tighten up with.
And again, I'm going to stand up, Phil, and try to do some of this step here. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Tighten it up for me now.
I got it going on now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tighten up on that bass.
Now, you're doing this in traffic.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said you're doing this in traffic.
Yes, sir, I was.
Now let that guitar fall in.
Yeah. Now, what happened was, from the dorm, some of the brothers are playing this music. We had R&B night. A lot of sorority sisters come around, had the beers. And good times, you know?
Sure.
And so I had already had my arm broken once. I'd already had a cracked rib from a fight I'd been in. And
this is getting more ridiculous. Could you turn that down for a minute, Phil? Could you turn that filth down? Thank you.
That's not filth, Miss Gray. That's all filth.
Excuse me, Jay. I know music better than anyone here. Trust me when I tell you. And I'm trying to say something. You were in a fight as well as being hit by a car.
That night, yes, ma'am. And I've been drinking Southern Comfort. I had Jägermeister. And I also has been drinking beers.
You know, Nikki made the comment, and I have to ask you, have you been drinking tonight?
I had a short one when I got home.
What does that mean, you had a short one?
I had a short beer when I came home.
You had a short beer when you got home. Okay. So
it's been a long day, Mr. Henry.
Okay. So now you're at the frat house. It's a Friday night frat party, and you got R&B night going, and somebody slaps on Archie Bell.
Now you just said Arthy. I don't know if you're concerned.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, didn't you want us to point that out?
No, I didn't ask anybody to point it out when I lisp. But since you did... So you have on Archie Bell and the Drells, and you're dancing to this.
No, I danced to this after I got hit by the car. I danced to this, yeah, when I got hit by the car, but it was after I got in a fight.
You had a cracked rib, and when did you get the cracked rib treated?
The next day. I didn't know the rib was cracked till the next day, and I started to cough a little bit of blood, just a little tiny bit of blood.
Okay, so, you know, Jay, this story is so weird, I don't even know that I need to be getting into it. What are you doing, bud?
Just called Tighten Up.
I know it's called Tighten Up.
This is awesome.
Way to turn that off, will you? So you got a crack rib, now you're dancing in traffic because this is what you guys, the frat brothers, are asking you guys to do, or was it a competition of some kind? What was it?
Well, it was a competition, Phil. It was just a dance competition. And, song come on. I already had the crack. Now I come dancing out in traffic. When I got back from the hospital when I busted my arm, they still had this plan. And I said to Bob Delaney, who is one of the frat brothers, I said, you got to be crazy. You put Archie Bell and Drell back on. You know I'm going to go skipping and dancing out there again. So I skipped. I did two skips and then a full dance. Now I'm out on a double yellow line. And this, okay.
First, tighten up on the drum.
This is almost exactly the point in the song where I got hit by the car. Right here is a drum.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, honk, honk, bang, up in the air I go, back down again.
Were you injured that time?
No, I was not injured that time. I went up in the air. Apparently, the paramedic to come out, he said, that's the second time we come out here tonight. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? I said, no. I said, do I have a thing busted? He goes, no. You must have been really loose. And I got a little upset with that. I said, what do you mean by loose? And guys are going, ha, 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 you know. But then I got up and I just, you got to tighten up. Come on and tighten up, right?
Come on now.
Well, yeah, you know what? I would.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Phil.
Turn it down, bud. God.
That's called a tighten up.
Is it really? Oh, well, I didn't know that. Thank you for playing the tighten up. So, what are you doing?
I wanted to hear that certain word.
Thank you. So, point being that the paramedics come out.
Yeah, but that was the point, right at that point in the song I got hit. So, I'm out, I'm going, come on and tighten up. Boom, up in the air, bounce, bounce, pavement. Now, the first time I got hit was almost the same thing, and almost the same poor song. So...
Well, Jay, you know, you can be a citizen's auxiliary police officer. You can do whatever you want with your life. It doesn't sound to me like at that point in your life you had much control over it. You're drinking, you're dancing in traffic, you're drinking Jägermeister. You said you were messing with ketamine or something?
No, not that night, though.
Well, now that's not what I heard.
Now, that Jay, you said that that night you had you were not just drunk, but you were experiencing some sort of a sensory... A situation that wasn't like drinking alcohol.
Well, no, I don't think that night. I mean, I've had similar nights when I was in college, yeah.
So you were a drug user in college?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't think that's the point of what we're talking about. We're talking about jaywalking.
No, we're not talking about jaywalking now. We're talking about jaywalking is when a guy sees a red light and goes, well, I think I can chance it. We're talking tonight, you and I, both guilty of public intoxication... Obstructing traffic, I mean, creating a hazard, you know, all kinds of terrible things. Had you been, I can't believe the cops didn't cite you for more than just jaywalking.
Well, no, they got me for jaywalking because I told them, I said, the cops said, what are you doing? I said, I was trying to get across the street The cop said, no, you were not, because people saw you doing the tighten-up. And I said, wow. And I was impressed because the cop knew what. The cop recognized the tighten-up. I said, you know tighten-up? He said, no, I don't. I see. The cop said, I just heard some people say he was doing a tighten-up. I said, but do you know the tighten-up? And cop says, you know what? One more word out of you. I mean, the cop got really lippy with me. I said, I just want to know if you know the tighten-up. You know, and that's when he gave me the ticket. And
did you ever find out if the cop knew the tighten-up?
No, I never did. See, I'm glad you understand because...
No, I don't know. I'm being facetious. I think you were giving this cop a harder time than he needed. All right? Point being, Jay, that your story goes far afield of anybody jaywalking.
You just got done telling me about a lady that got hit by a car, or not hit by a car, but she was screaming as she got loaded into the back of a cop car because I guess, and all I heard was you're saying the ass is so big they had to load her in.
Yeah, well, that's not what he said. Mr. Henry said she had a big ass, but it didn't require a load in.
I understood Mr. Henry say that this woman had a big fat ass on her. She was all upset. She's embarrassed trying to jog the ass off. As full load-in.
What do you mean a load-in? What does that what does that mean?
Are you saying that that woman had to be loaded into that car as if she was freight?
That's exactly the way Mr. Henry was saying it. That's all I'm trying to say.
Jay, thank you so very much for your, being involved in our show tonight. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Very strange story. Don't jaywalk, folks. Don't go into traffic, dance into traffic, run into traffic, skip into traffic. And don't go back after you get your arm broken. Phil Hendry Show.